Attorney General Mark Herring won't do it, so House Republicans have simply decided to go over his head and send someone else.
Now what's happened is the possibility of the Speaker of the House appointing someone to represent the state's interest in that litigation.
Carl Tobias, law professor at the University of Richmond, says it raises questions.
First of all, there's little reason to appoint counsel, as the position that proponents of this idea want to assume has already been well represented in the federal district and appellate courts by defendants and their counsel. Second, it's not clear even that the General Assembly has standing to participate in the appeal, and in any event, it might be too late, as the appeal was argued more than a month ago.
The case is pending before the 4th United States Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, and a ruling is expected for this summer. And that is expected to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And I suppose it is possible for the General Assembly to try to participate at that level.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.